Item nine, Mr. Ricky Lee Zip, notice to comply.
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner.
Good morning.
Members, how are y'all? I'm Officer Copplight, with the Southern Area. I've been in the commission for 14 years. And this is the first time I've stood up here, so Brad breaking the ice for me there earlier. That was nice.
All right, let me swear you in.
I was sworn earlier.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
What we've got is an abandoned boat, and I've been working on it probably since April of 2011. And in quick synopsis, and I can go through the whole eval that you all have, but in quick synopsis, he's been notified twice. I've spoken to him numerous times in person, begged him after the court case to keep me posted and do something with it, and instructed him that he could come in front of the commission for the civil penalty to be waived. He has moved it approximately 100 foot, and he did attempt one time in, I believe, last year to move it a little bit. It sunk again. I talked to him on the phone, begged him again to continue to keep me abreast of what was going on, and he's not done anything with it since. He was taken to court in 120 of 12, given a $500 fine for Code Section 28.2.12.10. That was all he could do. He still owes the City of Norfolk that as well. And like I said, at that day, I instructed him that if he did not get it up, even though he was convicted, it could come be assessed for a civil penalty. So what I'm asking for this morning, and to mention to the commission, is the approval to continue on with the petition to the Circuit Court of Norfolk to assess a civil penalty for him not removing the vessel. And to do that, I would need to confer with counsel and get it moving.
Mr. Commissioner,
yes. Mr. Kugelman.
Just if the commission is going to take stuff on a motion, it may also be worth asking the Attorney General's office to move the court for an injunction for an order to remove the vessel from the water. It seems like it's a recurring problem. Rather than just fining the gentleman over and over again, maybe get him to get the thing out.
That would be great. Of course, my main goal here is to get it out. If the original complaint came in April of 11 from a gentleman in Willoughby, and the vessel's located in Willoughby in the City of Norfolk, that runs a sailing regatta type of thing every year, you know, from the marinas in that area, Rebel Marine, Willoughby Harbor Marina, that kind of thing. And it was right in the pathway that they had used for years near an Osprey pole to go around and do their thing. So that was originally why the attention was brought to it. And so I've been working on it since then.
Thank you. Any questions for Officer Copperthite? Ms. Fox.
Yes, sir.
Where the boat is it a hazard to navigation?
Yes, sir. You cannot use the waterway where it is. And at low tide, I can actually see it, still see it. So
it's been a hazard of navigation for 2 years now.
Yes, sir. Until he moved it, the mast was sticking straight up so that it was a little bit of a, you could notice it. Now that he's moved it, it's laying on its side. And we've checked it at different times for level of water. And at low water on a decent day, you can see the boat. So it can be strong.
Is it leaking any, or has it leaked any oil or any?
No, so there was no environmental impact as far as oils or anything like that. Coastings came out and checked, and it had been there a while. It's basically a shell. It's a 26-foot 1971 Bristol sweep. It's basically a fiberglass shell with some aluminum and a mast and things like that. I believe the only thing that would run it would have been an outboard drop-down.
What's the involvement of the Coast Guard in issues like this? Do they involve
them? If it's not in the channel and not part of a commerce thing, they usually don't get involved with it, especially if there's no environmental impact, as Mr. Fox and
Thank you.
So it's sitting on the bottoms of the Commonwealth and makes that particular area unusual.
Any other questions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for counsel about what our options are. It seems like you had suggested perhaps going back to the court and asking for them to order removal.
Yes, sir. Under, and I can't remember what it is, 28.2.12, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there, a court can order the object removed, and either the commission can pay for it and seek remuneration from the boat owner, or the boat owner take it out at his own expense. So, I mean, those, and that's something we would take up with the court at the hearing. Because if the boat owner says, well, I can't afford to take it out, given that I anticipate the testimony at the court would be, well, it's a hazard to navigation and it's a trespass on state-owned bottom land, it needs to be removed. And there's certainly no chance that the commission would give a permit to leave it there.
Right.
You know, something needs to be done to cure the trespass, and the way to do that is to remove the object of the trespass.
Which, if I can follow up, which approach do you think would be most compelling? That is, seeking that action through the court, or moving forward with the civil penalties, or perhaps ordering that the civil penalties take effect, give the person essentially 30 days to get it out of there, and if he doesn't get it out of there, then the civil penalties would be sought.
What counsel would recommend is that, with the goal being removal, to take a tiered approach and to lay out all our cards on the table to Mr. Zip and basically inform him, give him the carrot, got 30 days to get it out or you'll get your civil penalty, and what's more, we'll refer the matter to the Attorney General's office and we'll ask the court to order you to remove it. And by the way, if you can't afford to remove it, we'll ask the court to allow us to remove it and get the cost back from you. And I think that puts enough of a carrot and a stick on Mr. Zip to get her done. And if he's not going to get it done, at least we can get it out and then just try to get the money back.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Does that answer all your questions?
That helps you. All right. Mr. Fox?
I'm sure this has happened before and will happen again. How do we establish a procedure to move more expeditiously in getting rid of these things?
Tony, you have any insight into
internally, we have basically a memorandum of agreement between our Habitat Division and law enforcement, and when a vessel is reported to us and it's sunk and it's a threat of navigation and needs to be removed, it's referred to the Marine Patrol, or Marine Police, and they go out and work with the property owner. If the property owner will take it up, get rid of the problem, it's solved. If they don't do that, then they usually issue a summons, go to court for a criminal violation. And in some of those cases, it sounds like in the past, judges have thought to, it seems like, influence the owner of the boat to get it up, as well as maybe give them a fine.
Right.
In this case, it was a little bit different. The judge only gave them a fine and didn't tell them to get it
this
up.
This was a unique situation due to the simple fact of that Mr. Zip took ownership of the vessel after it had already hit state bottom. So, yes, sir.
That tells you something.
We're not going to laugh about that, sir. But
I am. I'll put that on the record. I'm not
going to laugh about that, but we have had that discussion anyway. So he did take responsibility of it after it hit state bottom. So when I went to court, usually we can get two charges, 28-2-12-10, which is our Class 3 misdemeanor, which is a one-time deal. And we can also move into the 62.1 section, I believe it's 194-something, which is a Class 1 misdemeanor every day. But the key wording in that code states, place, put, or cause to be placed or put, and the magistrate would not give me that warrant because he assumed ownership of the vessel after it had already sunk.
But he's since moved it, correct?
Yes, he has moved it, and when discussing that, we thought maybe that would be also the next step that I could pursue along with what we were doing here since I'd already got it put on the agenda.
And you could represent to the magistrate on discussion with counsel that now that he's moved it, he has caused it to be placed.
Yes, sir. And we could try that as well. You know, I mean, at this point, after 2 years, I want to do everything possible to get it up. And you know, so that's where we're at.
I would add, just to make a long, I guess a short story long, in this situation with Mr. Fox, that obviously a lot of these get taken care of at an administrative level with the great work of the Marine Police.
There is one other situation where sometimes we have a third party who is interested in removing the vessel, paying to get it up, and we don't know the original owner. It's been there, maybe there so long. And in those cases, the habitat staff works with law enforcement, and we place a notice in the paper soliciting anyone to come forward. They might have an ownership interest. And if no one comes forward, then we tell the person interested in getting up, they can move forward and remove the vessel on their own. So there's a combination of mechanisms to get at this, and this one does present a little bit of a unique circumstance.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, the matter's before.
I have a quick comment that really is nothing to do with this, but I just want to say in front of the commission, and in front of all of his bosses, I've worked with Officer Coppertype quite a bit over the years, and he's really been excellent to work with. And anytime I pick up the phone and call him and say there's a problem, he's right there.
I would second that motion.
We're good on the crabs this year, right?
All right, this is a little bit complicated. We might need some help from Paul in drafting a motion, but that's where we are. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, it seems based on the advice of counsel that if we lay out to the individual that if he doesn't remove it within 30 days, that we're going to take the following steps that would include ordering removal, seeking an order of removal from the court, and proceeding with the civil penalties. That's probably the most that we can do as far as putting, I think invoking all of the available remedies. But also by providing that 30 days, there's at least one last-minute opportunity for him to come into compliance, get the vessel off the bottom at his expense, which is the preferred outcome. I'm open to other ideas, but it seems like that's probably a course of action that would at least provide a last-minute opportunity to incentivize him to remove it and then seek all available remedies, including ordering removal by the court and proceeding with the civil penalty.
You want to make that a motion?
I would. Go ahead, Paul.
I think that motion's well taken. The only proposed addition I would have is the motion would include a follow-up time for the officer to come back and apprise the commission of the status so we know if he's gotten it up. And the other thing I would say is just to be clear in any letter that the commission sends out, that it's devoid of any reference or threat to any kind of criminal sanctions. Even though those may be pursued, I would submit to the commission not appropriate to threaten somebody with criminal activity for what we're trying to get done here.
You will see any letter before it goes out.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Mr. Clark.
Have we established whether Mr. Zip is present or not?
I am not.
Mr. Zip, are you present? Okay.
Excuse me, we were talking around him, and I didn't know what he was saying.
I appreciate that reminder. Thank you. Well, before we take a motion, is there anyone who wishes to comment from the public on this matter? Okay. I clarified that. All right, let's get a motion up.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that that we request removal of the vessel by the next commission meeting, and if the vessel is not confirmed as removed from the waterways of the Commonwealth by that time, that the commission would seek to have the court order removal of the vessel at Mr. Zip's expense, and also that the commission would pursue a civil penalty as provided for under code.
Personally served on him so they can't say he didn't get it.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
So moved.
Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And we'll prepare that letter and ask that it be personally served on Mr. Zip.
Rather than that.
Okay. Thank you. Good to see you.